Hey guys, it's Kristen. We'll jump into the episode in just 1 second. But first, I have a question for you. Are you tired of guessing what food is causing your weight gain, your bloating, your indigestion, or your pain? Trust me, I get it. You've tried all the diets. You can't stomach that magic shake. You've heard that taking gluten out would solve your problems. But at the end of the day, you just can't get consistent results with the food on your plate. For years, you've spent time trying to lose that last 10 pounds, and it seems like every few months you give another diet a try. However, it doesn't have to be that way. Instead of that diet or magic shake, it's time to learn what your body needs to finally start losing that last 10 pounds and take health into your own hands. With 5 days of supported food journaling, you can begin to discover what's causing your body pain and preventing you from achieving your goals. Click the link for 5-day food journal in the show notes, and you'll be able to get right to that root cause in the next 5 days. Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats. Weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre.
All right. Are you ready to talk about meal prepping and meal planning? I know it's not necessarily everybody's favorite topic. There's a lot that a lot of people will say have objections to, but I have a lot of cool things to talk about. So we're going to get started. It's a conversation that I have so often with my clients. Honestly, I think it's the thing that with my one-on-one clients especially, we work the most on is meal planning and meal prepping. And the reason being is because with meal planning, just planning in general, you're going to set yourself up for a much better week when it comes to your nutrition and your health and your wellness, whatever your goals are that week. But with meal prepping, you're setting yourself up for even more success. However, I think meal prep gets this really bad reputation sometimes. A lot of people look at meal prep as those fitness buffs or those weightlifters, bikini competitors, stuff like that. And I know so many times people will say, well, I don't like eating chicken and rice. Just because you're meal prepping doesn't mean you need to eat chicken and rice for every meal. And there's so much about meal prepping and planning that can get lost in that stereotype. So that's what I want to bust today. I want to bust a lot of stereotypes, want to bust a few myths, and share some of my favorite tips to have a successful week by using the tools of meal prep and meal planning. So in general, why should you try meal prepping and meal planning? It makes your life easier. Number one, absolute, hands down, best reason to meal prep or meal plan, your life will be easier. No questions asked. When you think about it, by doing it on Sundays or Saturdays or whatever day is best for you, you are taking a major decision out of your week. You don't have to sit and stare at your refrigerator every night and say, what am I going to eat for breakfast tomorrow? Then what am I going to take for lunch? Oh man, I have to cook dinner. Those decisions take a lot of effort for your brain, right? Because you don't know what you're going to be in the mood for the next day. You don't know what you're going to have time for maybe when you're standing at your refrigerator every night. But by planning ahead on Sundays or Saturdays or Mondays, whatever your day is, you can turn around and be like, oh yeah, I have my breakfast already made. My lunch, I just have to put it together. And dinner, I'm going to throw it in the crock pot first thing in the morning. That right there just took 3 major decisions off your plate on maybe a Monday night when you're exhausted from getting your week started. Or maybe a Thursday night when you're just done with the week. It's a lot less thinking, but it also helps you stay on track with your goals. And like I said, I do this with all my clients because they are coming to me with a specific nutrition goal, whether it's to make life easier, to eat healthier, to lose weight, to focus on a cholesterol loss, whatever it is, we're having conversations about specific goals when it comes to the food on their plate. So by having everything planned in advance, at least planned, maybe not prepped, but planned in advance, they can turn around and say, okay, I know how I'm going to have a successful week. I'm going to stay on track. And then those days when you're saying, what's for dinner tonight? Maybe I'll run out and grab fast food. That's not even on the table as an option. Or if it is, it's because you planned to have fast food and you worked it into your quote unquote diet or whatever your week is planning ahead on. So think about it that way. Not only does it take less thinking, but it helps you stay on track with your goals. And of course, if you are somebody using a food journal or tracking macros or something like that, you already know what to track. So I'm a huge food journaler. I teach 5-day food journal, which is an introduction to food journaling for free. Link is in the comments. But as part of that, knowing what you're going to eat is going to help set you up successfully. You're going to know your ingredients. You're going to know what's in that food that you're eating when you are having those, when you're going to fill out your food, when you're going to fill out your tracking stuff. You know what's in your food, what to write down in your food journal because you prepped it a couple days ago. So if you know what your lunch is, you know you're having chili for lunch, you know exactly what ingredients are in that chili. So if your body reacts to it, and you're trying to track that back in a food journal, you already have the ingredients list. You're not relying on the McDonald's website to help you figure out what ingredient might be throwing your stomach off. Meal prepping and planning doesn't have to be an all or nothing situation. And that's what I really, really want to get into today, is that it doesn't have to be boring and it doesn't have to be all or nothing. We're going to talk about three levels of meal prep today. There is the basic, next level, and all in. And each of those levels is going to mean something different and might work better for somebody. You know, you don't have to be an all-in meal prep person where you're spending your entire day Sunday prepping and planning every single meal for your week for every single person in your family. There can be a mixture. There can be a easy way out. There can be different ways to do it. So I'm just going to share these three levels and we're going to talk a little bit about each of them to see which one can adapt to your everyday life, which one fits best with your routine, your schedule, your stage of life. For starters, before we jump into the meal prep levels, I want to talk about meal planning. So if you've ever worked with me or you've been on any of my challenges, one of the things I always encourage you to do is sit down on Sunday nights or whatever the night is for you before your week starts. Maybe it's Saturday night, maybe it's Monday night, whatever night is your last night before your week kicks off. Write out all of your stuff for the week. What are your non-negotiables? What nights do you have practice? What nights do your kids have after-school activities? What nights do you expect there to be extra homework? Maybe you know your kid always gets a ton of math homework on Wednesdays. What nights are you looking at that you will see there is going to be a complication in your dinner plans, right? Write it all out. Then write out all of your stuff for work or personal life that you have going on. What days are you going out to lunch that you already have planned? What days do you have a breakfast meeting? Do you have a coffee date with a friend? Write it all out so you have an idea of what your schedule looks like for the week. Then grab some of your favorite recipes or get Pinterest, the queen of all queens, and start picking out what you're going to cook for the week. I am a simple is better kind of person, and I cook the same 5 to 10 meals kind of rotated out throughout the month. Give or take a season, but my family's pretty used to it by now. We eat a lot of chicken in this house because that's what I love to cook and it's easy. But figure out what you want to make. Do you want to make hard meals, easy meals, etc.? Make your grocery list. Do your Instacart order. Go pick up your food at Walmart. Wherever you're doing to get your groceries, plan your meals ahead of time and what you're going to cook before you go grocery shopping. So now you have your schedule for the week. You know what days you need meals. You know how often you need to cook them, and you know exactly what's coming up this week to maybe get in the way of throwing your routines off. Like I said, the homework night, or maybe your kids have sports, or maybe there's a basketball game you want to go to. I don't know. Baseball, whatever's going on. You have your whole plan for the week now. So the meal planning piece is done, and then we get into meal prepping, and there are three levels of meal prep that we can talk about here. We're going to start with the basic level of meal prep, and that is to plan and organize. Now, we already did the planning piece, but I think planning is kind of an important piece of every level of meal prep. But in this case, you know what you're going to have for dinner because you did the planning. And then the next step is to organize your fridge. Yeah, that easy. And I love, love, love this trick because it helps you see what didn't come in your Instacart order, or it helps you see what you still need to go pick up because the grocery store didn't have it that day. Or knowing what produce. What you do is as you unpack your groceries, or even Sunday night, whenever you want to do this, Get out all the food for the week with the recipes. Put the common ingredients together. So for example, if you know you're making chili, you know that you need the onion, the celery, you need the beef, the pork, whatever is going in the chili. Put those together in the fridge. And if you really want to take it to the next step, tape the recipe on top of it. So you have no excuse not to make it other than having to find that time to put it all together. Organize your fridge that way so you know going into the week what you need, what might throw things off. And that way, it's not Wednesday night, you're arguing with a kid about math homework, trying to make that chili, and you realize you forgot the beef. You already know going into the week that you need to stop somewhere and get beef because you forgot it at the store or it didn't get delivered in your Instacart delivery. You now took another piece that's going to make your life difficult out of the equation because you already know. You're ahead of the game. Moving up to the next level of meal prepping, and that is pre-cooking and organizing. And I guess cutting up is in there too. Basically, what you do in this level is you pre-cook all your meats, or you can chop up all your vegetables, wash them, have them ready to go. So in this case, you're not necessarily making all of your meals, but maybe you know that you're going to be using chicken breasts like 4 times throughout the week. So you know like 2 of the times they're going to have taco seasoning on them, and 1 of the time it's going to be plain because you're going to do this with it. You're going to turn it into Alfredo sauce. And then the 3rd time you know you're going to do barbecue chicken. So like the barbecue chicken, throw it in the barbecue sauce or cook it in the barbecue sauce. And then just put it in a container and put it in the fridge. And then for the taco ones, cook it with the taco seasoning on it. And then the Alfredo one, just cook the plain chicken. So that way when you go to make dinner that night, you can go grab that pre-cooked protein. It's ready to go. You just have to pair it with the rest of the meal. And same thing with the vegetables or the fruits. Like one of the biggest reasons people don't eat their vegetables, true story, I have heard this objection many, many times for reasons people don't eat vegetables. Because it took too much effort to cut them the night before. If you do it on Sundays, you have no excuse, or whatever your meal prep day is. By taking that 10 minutes on Sunday to chop up all your carrots, cut up all your celery, etc., soak them in water so they don't dry out. Prepare your vegetables so that you literally have no excuse when you go to grab your vegetables for the week or when you go to put your lunches together. You always have something pre-cut and ready to go until you run out. Then we move on to the all-in version of meal prep. And this is where the meal prep gets a little bit stereotypical, but it doesn't have to be. And that is cooking it all and planning ahead. So obviously we've already planned our dinners, and in this case, it is cooking and putting it all together. So if you are having a crock pot meal that you know you're gonna make on Wednesday because you have that homework and chaotic night, on Sunday, you put all the ingredients together. You do all the chopping, you do everything. So all you have to do on Wednesday morning is dump the container in the crock pot, right? Super easy. And then maybe for lunch, you're gonna be having a mixture of chicken some days, you're gonna have hard-boiled eggs some days, and then a vegetable on the side with maybe some hummus. Get those fancy $10 meal prep containers that you can reuse a couple times from Amazon and get them laid out. Get everything you need put together in those containers so as you are packing your lunches for the week, that decision is made. You can grab it, put it in your lunch bag, and walk out the door. Same thing for breakfast. Overnight oats is a go-to for me because I can make 4 or 5 jars on Sunday night and have them throughout the week. It doesn't go bad. It's water and oats, and usually like right now it's honey and some kind of fruit. But having that stuff all pre-made, I am taking all of the excuses and all of the thinking out of what I need to do either in the morning or the night before. So when I'm tired on Monday nights, but I have to get ready to go into my office on Tuesday, it's ready to go. I literally can grab my oatmeal, grab my lunch, put it in my lunch bag, throw in a protein shake, and I'm done. 2 minutes to get my lunch put together for the week, right? Or for the day. Because I took that extra half hour on Sunday to do it. Now, like I said, there is the stereotype that meal prep should be your whole day Sunday. You get the fancy containers and you move on, right? It doesn't have to be. And that's where one of my favorite tricks comes in. And this kind of goes back to the previous level, is pick one or two proteins and come up with three or four different meals throughout the week that use the same protein. So like I said, my family eats a lot of chicken because it's easy. Everybody actually likes it and I can cook it all at once. So like when I mentioned cooking the four different kinds of chicken or three different kinds of chicken, by doing that, you are making it much easier because you can put them all in the oven at the same time. Whereas what if you were making salmon for one meal, so you have to bake that at one temperature, bake chicken at another temperature, and then you're going to make tacos, you got to cook that on the stove. You know, that just added like half, I mean, each one, say for example, each one of those is a half hour, there's an hour and a half. Whereas if you go for like a chicken week, you can cook all that chicken at once and save yourself an hour, right? So meal prep doesn't have to be complicated. Meal prep doesn't have to be hard. And it doesn't have to be the stereotypic all in, all or nothing meal prep. You can do as little or as much as you want. But when it comes to your eating goals, your nutrition goals, your health goals, your weight loss goals, whatever your goals are regarding your body, meal prep is something that really should not be overlooked. It doesn't have to be all in, but it does have to be something. Planning ahead is going to make your week easier. It's going to take that thinking out of it. Think about how much brain power it takes to think about a meal when you don't have something planned. It's better to do it all at once when you have the brain power to think about it. And then you're not stuck having to figure out what's for dinner or relying on fast food three or four nights a week. You're never going to hit your nutrition goals if you're eating fast food that much. Period. I'm just being honest. Flat out truth bomb there. If you are serious about your goals, you will find the time to spend a little bit of time meal prepping on the weekends. It doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be all in, but just give it a shot. And tell me, I want to know, what level are you going to go in at? You can shoot me a DM, message, whatever. Are you a basic meal prepper? Are you next level or are you all in? I want to know about it so I can cheer you on this week. Have an awesome week, everybody.